WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Thanks to the recession, the magazine business is in a deep slump. Ad pages way down, books biting the dust left and right. But in all the gloom, there's one ray of sunshine. Time Warner announced earlier this month that test issues of a new magazine called Martha Stewart Living had sold so well on newsstands that it will be published on a regular bi-monthly schedule beginning this month. But commentator Patricia McLaughlin probably won't subscribe.
In case you've never heard of her, Martha Stewart is a former caterer whose mission in life is to make our lives, pardon me, our lifestyles, comfier, cozier, and more elegant. She lectures, she writes books, she's on the Today Show. She designs sheets and tablecloths for Kmart. She has a dinner music series on CD and cassette, and now she has this magazine. I bought it yesterday. The first thing I noticed is that, even though the theme is summer, nobody in it looks hot. Not only are the people in this magazine cooler than I am, they're having a lot more fun this summer. Doing neat stuff like gigging for flounder by torchlight, grilling shrimp on the beach, making gorgeous bouquets of roses, frosting wedding cakes, eating homemade ice cream, sailing, turning cozy old farmhouses into bed and breakfasts. Nobody in this magazine is actually doing embroidery, but it does include, as a special gift from Martha, an iron-on transfer that I could use to create an authentic reproduction of a charming antique toss pillow, satin-stitched with pansies in the legend, "Think of me." Except that I don't know how to do the satin stitch. Who does? My grandmothers could do all this stuff. Embroider, crochet, turn French seams, put up pick-a-lily. I never learned. Those things seemed dispensable, frivolous. Now I'm not so sure. I think we really lost something when the fine arts of housekeeping disappeared from our lives. It's that sense of loss that creates a market for magazines like this. But even if we knew how to do this stuff, who has time? I feel like I'm doing well if once a month or so I knock the spider webs off the legs and stretchers of the dining room chairs. Of course, the spiders just spin more. The fact is, they use that dining room more than we do. I should probably just let them have it. I'm not alone here, right? I mean, I'm sure there are people who are going to make Martha's pink and white gazpacho and paella and grilled vegetables and serve it all on a tablecloth they hand-painted with whimsical sea creatures under an organdy tent on the beach lit with teensy white lights. They're going to embroider the pansies and strip and refinish their porch floors in the checkerboard pattern and plant the antique roses and buy several of the charming $700 wicker chairs. But there can't be more than six or eight of these people, can there? I mean, this isn't stuff you can do on your lunch hour or while your kids are taking their naps. This is full time. So what about the magazine's 350,000 other readers? My theory is that for most of them, Martha Stewart Living is a kind of pornography of wicker and chintz. It's to housekeeping what Playboy is to sex. They're not going to actually do this stuff. I mean, who's going to spend $700 for a porch chair when you can get these nice white plastic ones for $6.97 at your local discount store? But they like to flip through the magazine and ogle the nice old Adirondack chairs and salivate over the fancy menus and wonder if those pretty homemade sundresses are as easy as they look. And just daydream. Just think how nice it would be to live that perfect Martha Stewart life if only they ever had the time. Or the money. Or the energy.
Patricia McLaughlin is a syndicated columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer magazine.